This is Sean with Voices of SAE. And who am I on the phone with?
Justin Newey.
Justin Newey. And where were you born, Justin?
When or where?
Where?
Where? I was born in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Wow. And what date was that?
October 24th, 2000.
And what is your initiation class year and name?
I was fall of 2018, Delta Tau.
Delta Tau. And you're the first person that we were able to relay that the first $106 raised from the actives and alumni that have done this is going to go to cover the cost of the paint of the new Lions and the sidewalk and possibly a power washer to rent and clean it all. What do you think about that?
I think that is a fantastic idea to, be able to visualize our, your hard work and the hard work of everything that's going on with this Voices of SAE project. And I feel like it'll be a great way to, clean up the house and have it looking good.
Yeah, we're going to have, updated sheets in the mailroom as more and more interviews are done from the actives and the alum. And but I really like the idea of, in general, having the money go to something that people can see and it actually is a betterment for, the guys up there to either visually enjoy or learn about alum or whatever. So getting into you, what year did you come to the United States? Where did you come? What did your parents do?
So my dad is actually from Malaysia. We lived there. I was born there and I lived there until my freshman year of high school, which was the beginning of, 2014. So the summer of 2014, I was 13 years old. I moved here. I went to Carmel High School. I went from, in Malaysia, I had a class, I was in a class of 60 kids. And then I moved to Carmel and I graduated in a class of 1200. So there's definitely a little bit of a transition period between the two, and living in a country that I had, only ever vacationed in and stuff like that was definitely a little bit of a transition as well. My sisters were both here. My oldest sister went to the University of Chicago. She's 10 years older. And then my other sister is 4 years older and she actually came to Ball State, which is what prompted us to move was because most of my family was here. So yeah, we moved here.
Okay. And, So what are some of the things you accomplished or activities you were involved with or places you volunteered, grade school, high school times?
Grade school, so I played golf since I was old enough to hold plastic clubs pretty much. I still get out as much as I can now. And then I played soccer all my life as well, a little baseball here and there as well. But when I moved here, because I was just thrown into such a big pool of kids and the transition was a little bit tough, I didn't really play sports in high school, for the team. I just, went and played rounds of golf on the weekends with myself or with my family and stuff like that. But, involvement wise, I wasn't too involved in high school.
So what were some of the things that when you were going through high school, you're I'm going to go to college, I'm going to do something someday. What are some areas of, kind of career focus or interest did you have?
Well, since I was little, I've always just been really good at math. When I was little, I had to go to those math centers. And so I'm very mathematically thinking person. And so I kind of already always figured that I was going to go into some sort of business or math related field. So when I had actually come to Ball State, I was a economics sports admin major. I had doubled in both of those. And I am neither. I'm majoring in neither of those things now because I just decided that it wasn't really what I wanted to do. So now I'm doing analytics and finance, which means just because I know that those are degrees that I could use in almost any field, analytics especially. And so yeah, I don't really have a set career option that I'm looking for, but I just feel like I chose finance and analytics to be set myself up for the most decision making in the future and be most versatile.
Okay, so what was your original connection, who was it that got you connected to SAE, and why did you decide they were different, and what did you think about them that really made you go into the house?
So when so after I had already decided to go to Ball State, I had been thinking about rushing. Like, I was like, I'm definitely gonna, like, you know, go during rush week and, like, see all the options and all that stuff. And then Max Kupfer, who was the recruiting chair at the time, had actually messaged me on Facebook through, like, the freshman, like, class group or whatever. And he was like, hey, like, I see you're coming to Ball State this fall. Like, are you interested in rushing? And I was like, yeah, like, actually I am. And, like, he was one of the first people to reach out to me. And so, yeah, like, that was sort of like, he had just gotten his foot in the door early. And so, kind of early on, I was just kind of like, yeah, like, SAE is probably my early pick, because, like, they're one of the few ones that seem like they actually want me, and, like, they came and found me. I didn't have to go looking for them. And then, like, just hanging at the house, like, my first two or three times, like, I had, like, made, like, already these, like, friends that I'm like, oh, maybe I'll see you next week already. And, like, it was just surreal making friends like that so quickly. And I had kind of just decided that I didn't need to go shop around at other places, because I had, like, found a place where, like, I felt like I belonged and I had already made friends. So, yeah, SAE was just the place for me.
You know what you just kind of reminded me of? When I rushed, I already knew a lot of the guys and knew the sweetheart, and went to, like, a summer session before the fall. So I already was acclimated with campus or whatever. And I knew I was two legacy Sid McKay, both of my dad's brothers. But I'd already been hanging out with a bunch of SAEs that I thought were cool as hell. And when Rush happened, I remember walking over just to be like, you know, might as well check it out. Went up to the SIGs. Two guys were sitting at a table for a party that they were having. And it was like maybe like the week before Rush. And I went up to them. I'm like, yeah, my dad's brothers, two of them, SIGs, Legacy. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, you guys and da-da-da-da. I got to go in and check it out. One guy was like, yeah, man, fine. You could go in and look around. Didn't even escort me in.
Yeah, it just wasn't, like, welcoming.
And then I walked in, walked up the stairs, walked down a hallway, and kind of was, like, looking in and waving, and everybody kind of looked at me like, who the hell is this kid? Instead of being like, hey, can I, you know, nobody engaged. So that is, I 100% appreciate that you said that. All right, so as you've been in the house, what positions, if any, did you have, or what do you think you could still do?
I held treasurer's assistant for a term. I ran for treasurer as a freshman, and I ended up losing out to a junior, which was, like, very understandable. And then after that, I had kind of just decided that it was a lot of responsibility, so I didn't want to, you know, have to take on all of that as well as keep up with my grades and stuff like that. So I decided to take a little bit more of a passive role in the fraternity. And so, yeah, I have not held any other positions other than treasurer's assistant.
Gotcha. All right. So as far as, you know, future goals outside of the fraternity, where would you want to live?
I don't know. I'm quite undecided. Because I haven't lived here in Indiana for, like, that long, I'm not tied to it. I actually, like, kind of want to get out a little bit just because, I don't know, Midwest weather is not to my liking. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have a very, like, open outlook on the future. Obviously, like, it'd be nice to stay near to my family and stuff like that. But, like, even they aren't entirely sure where, like, my sisters are not entirely sure where their careers are going to take them. So, I don't know. I think I'll probably stay in Indiana a little bit after graduation. But for the long term, I guess I'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. All right. So what's we're going to do another segment for some specific stories. But what's a moment that you can remember, the brother helping brother, that either somebody helped you, you helped somebody, you witnessed somebody do it? What was a really cool example of that?
Well, okay. So I was actually thinking about this when we had talked about, like, setting up this, and the one story that kept on, like, coming to my mind when I thought of, like, the brotherhood and everything like that was actually Bid Night. like before I was actually even a brother, was we had all of the new guys, like I was a little, like everybody was anxious for it because like, it, you know, it's something we're not, we had no idea what to expect. Like we didn't know what we were going into. And so before, like we had to be at the house at 9. And I remember we met at the church on the corner right before the house and like the entire pledge class. And at this point we were like 29, 31. So there were a decent amount of us. And I just remember we all got together and like it was sort of like a, I don't know any of these people, but like, I know that like we're in this together sort of mentality. And like, it was so surreal to feel that so early into college. Like I had been here a week and I already have like 29, 30 other people who like, I know are going to be like, are going to go through the exact same thing I'm going to, and are going to be there if I need, if I'm struggling with it myself, like they're going to be able to be there to like help me out with it. Like I wasn't alone in any of it. God. And I feel like that was like the strongest feeling of like, actual, like, okay, like this is what the brotherhood is meant to like feel like.
Okay. So in closing, if someone was thinking of rushing, how would you describe SC? What would you want to tell them? Kind of to sum it up.
I think the best way to describe SAE would be, like, the people at SAE sometimes, like, a lot of the people I know at SAE are, like, my friends outside of SAE as well. It's kind of hard to explain, but, like, a lot of my friends are not affiliated. Like, they aren't in any sort of Greek life, and a lot of them know other people who are in SAE, but, like, they don't know them as SAEs. It's kind of weird how, like, the guys in this fraternity are so, like, genuine and friendly that, like, they don't, like, a lot of people in some other fraternities are, like, oh, like, we don't really, like, mess with people who are, like, aren't, you know, like, with us or whatever like that. And, like, SAE is, like, the exact opposite. Like, they're just, like, it's just a place to, you know, spend time and make friendships. And it's just, like, it's easy. You don't have to put on a front or anything like that. You can just, you know, be yourself and people are going to accept you there.
That's awesome. All right, well, listen, I'm going to close this one out. We're going to do some stories.
All righty.